The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
What are you looking for, Tim? You lose something?
Yeah, dude, check this out. I snipped a piece and it's like literally this f-ing tiny. And I gotta f-ing find it.
Oh, you're a stoner.
I'm f-ing hating life right now.
All right, guys, we're talking f-ing mechs. Giant f-ing robots.
Yeah.
We're going all over the fucking way. Transformers.
Ava!
And this is brought to you by the Fat Signal and the Big Comedy Motherfucking Network. Josh, kick that motherfucking beat. What a fucking tard he is, bro. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Fat Signal this week.
I am excited and full of anxiety right now.
Why are you full of anxiety?
I can't find that piece, bro. It's key.
What piece?
The piece I was looking for.
Bro, I don't think I can do this. Buzzed, bro. You're talking about putting mech pieces together. I don't know, bro.
I'm stoned as shit trying to do this, man. Bro. How do you think I feel? I'm like, oh, god damn it.
I already see I'm wrong, and this is the an easy one, you snap piece.
You're doing a basic ass RX-78.
Basic one, inebriated, as you would say. What the fuck, bro?
Not it. I just gotta collect all the pieces that kept flying.
Oh, this hurts, dude. This ain't even kosher. I can't do this, bro. I'm fucked up a little bit, dude.
And that went fantastic last time.
All right, guys, welcome to the Fat Signal. It's Boo. I thought you knew.
And Tim.
Oh, god, what the f, dude? Now, seriously, Tim, this is a bad idea, man.
Imagine how I feel right now.
Oh, god, see, I am inebriated because, dude, I don't even know how to find pieces. This motherfucker's talking up. No, seriously, it's all bad right now.
You have
right
no
now,
organization
Tim.
System.
I got, look, A12. I got A6 right in my fucking hand I've had the last 10 minutes.
Just holding in your hand.
Yeah. No, where's A1, dude?
Off to a terrible shitty start.
Oh, no, it's bad because I was trying to fit a whole different piece on, dude.
I'm just going to have to move on without it. I'm just going to have to...
I was putting a whole different piece on. I was like, yeah, that looks like A12. While we're here, I'm building a mech called Black America. It's based off of an RX-7 Gundam. Gundam is based off of a fucking mech cartoon anime back in the day. It was like Robotech for all the OGs listening who know Robotech and all that shit.
It was Robotech before Robotech, basically.
I'm doing a basic one called Black America. I modified mine completely. I turned it into Black America, guys, so, you know what I mean? I modified mine, so during the show, you'll notice that my pieces don't look the same. For example, I did the head before doing anything, so there's the original head right there, and then I'll give you guys that one right there. That's a custom Black America head right there. So, it's called Black America once again. Shout out to Ralph, I love you, buddy. Wherever you are right now out there on the field, we'll be getting a call from him later. But what got us into Gundam, or got me into Gundam, is that I used to build motherfucking OG models back in the motherfucking day. I used to build the cars, though. Like the fucking lowriders and the motherfucking classics and the shit where you built your switches and all that shit where you made your own switches for them, bro.
Or you did like the electronics and everything.
Yeah.
I want to do LEDs for these. That would be sick.
LED what?
LED lights.
What's that?
Like putting LED lights, like the little glow lights into the...
Okay. An LED light. Dude, all right. I'm kind of in a zone now where I put this shit. They're talking, drop it in there. But that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense.
That's where you're wrong. They literally designed these things fucking damn near perfect.
Like, I feel like I'm already missing a piece.
I know I am. I'm missing...
For real, bro.
Like, I'm missing, like, a fucking ear, basically.
This ain't even cool, bro. But I'm going to try to build Black America for my peoples and show them what that look like customized.
I'm building the big O. Doesn't get a lot of love. So I figured, you know, everybody does Gunpla. I'm a do big O.
You're doing big O. What?
The robot, big O, from the anime, big O.
I don't know that. I had never seen that.
This mother.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Guys, for people that are new to the shit and don't know what's going on in life, remember Iron Giant? Iron Giant was kind of like the first mech.
It was Iron Giant for you?
Yeah, I could say that was one of the first.
I was thinking the first before Iron Giant for me, it was Megazords?
Well, no, not for me. I'm just saying for the public. Everybody knows the Iron Giant.
I mean, yeah, that's the, well, Cartoon Network definitely fucking played the shit out of that. I remember when they would have all day Iron Giant marathons, dude.
The first mechs I did get introduced to were, what was first, Robotech or Power Rangers?
I imagine it would have been Power Rangers just because it was more easy access. It was probably on more.
It was on more?
Yeah, like Robotech, where would you be watching Robotech?
All right, let's look back. Back in the day, what one would probably be the one that pushes people that would... Transformers. I didn't think about that. Transformers would be the one that everybody didn't realize was mechs and all that weird shit.
I know you don't care about, like, particulars and technicalities and shit like that, but I looked this up and... Apparently, I've been an idiot, or so the internet fucking says. It's not. We're talking in particular.
Oh yes, there's beer.
we're talking in particular robots with two legs. Those in Japan are fucking called mecha. That's like the entire, like, Transformers even is considered mecha just because the like I mean. It almost kind of counts. I believe the designer for them is originally Japanese. They were Japanese toys, and then they got picked up by Hasbro to be...
Bro, no, I'm kidding. I love you guys, Hasbro. Send us all your promo mechs and all your Gundam do on the show for you. We'll take it all
Bandai
and debut
too.
It for you. Come
Bandai.
Hollering at the Fast Signal. Bandai, Hasbro, all that shit. We'll take it all.
But yeah, and mechs are basically like super-duper tanks, like... Fucking four-legged, like, big-ass vehicles and crazy shit like that.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the weak in Gundam. Some of the, the pros and the cons of that.
Pros are pretty easy. I mean, they're giant fucking robots, you know what I mean?
Dude, like Pacific Rim, all that shit. Like, Pacific Rim is the closest I'll get to some fucking that I want to see.
You've never seen, I know you haven't seen, like, Japanese Mecha Godzilla or anything, but dude, if you ever for some reason on a fucking whim decide to check it out, dude, Mecha Godzilla 3 is where they get so much of like modern day giant robot tropes, like Godzilla against Mecha Godzilla from the Millennium era. That motherfucker was doing crazy. You had Mecha Godzilla at that point doing crazy anime jumps where he's like doing the pose and shit. He had like assassin blades, ridiculous. But so much of like what that movie does bleeds into anime and like movies and games and everything. It's wild.
But the pros, some of the pros that are like, you see just giant robots, bro. And like, for example, Gundam, you see him fighting fucking other Imperial space motherfucking that's very political, by the way. If you're all into that, if Gundam is a political robot.
Gundam gets pretty hardcore political fast.
So you got to get through that. But there was one mech movie that was pretty, there was one that was pretty fucking dope that was on Netflix that only had one or two runs. It was the one with the gun planet, bro. They were riding a gun fucking ship. The ship was a giant and they were dealing with like a life form in space that was coming to kill them, bro. It was fucking pretty
Robotech
cool,
wasn't that? No. Robotech or like Macross?
No, dude, let me pull that up, man. They were fighting like a DNA alien in space, bro, on Netflix, bro.
And the ship is a gun.
Yeah.
Minus the aliens, that's not too far from Gundam.
Anime where the whole space base is a giant fucking gun and they fight like a symbiote alien.
I'm pretty sure if Google is able to find it with the adjective giant fucking gun.
I know, right?
I'll be thoroughly impressed.
Knights of Sidonia.
They started spitting mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, figured. Google's like, I don't know if that kind of foul language.
Dude, I'll find it for the next show, guys, where you guys can watch it. But it was pretty cool. They had two fucking episodes of that. That was pretty goddamn cool.
Oh, like two OVAs?
Two seasons. What a fucking idiot. I'm that bohemian. Shout out to that bohemian baby. That's that bohemian for sheezy. Putting boobies and wigs and shit.
Oh, this is terrible. I can't put this shit together. Oh, God.
There's a lot of good mech movies. Like Danny Trejo had a mech movie, dude. That's a con. And it's called Robo Cartels. And shit. You can look that shit up, Josh.
Robo Cartels. I was like, I don't think that was going to make it past producer.
They made a guy.
It's called Juarez 2045.
Juarez 2045. Okay.
Yeah, and they rocking around cartel mechs, bro.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm not going to walk around and waste my time watching fake CGI robots.
I would. I watch tokusatsu movies. I watch like Suitmation and shit like that. I'm right on board.
I could do B movies like a motherfucker. I can't do all kind of B movies. Are you sharing Tim with your building, bro? Step your game up.
Thought you didn't want to see
Black America, guys, coming at you. First Gundam called Black America. Show them build as you're building it, you dumb fuck.
Asshole.
Well, am I being right, Josh, or am I being a dick?
I'm not saying anything.
Face. Even Josh knows I'm right, you fuck nut. So disappointing right now. I can't wait till I hear from Roth, a new fucking voice that I haven't heard in a while.
How many in are you?
What do you mean?
That asshole sounded a little drunky.
Oh, that asshole was very rough, huh? It was rough, huh?
It was a rough.
It was a rough asshole. Asshole. And spit all over the mic.
There's different kinds of giant robots. There's Gundam, which, like, as you mentioned, are like the super political ones where it's as much politics as like it's a show that tries to justify the reason for having the giant robots in the first place. They're very like real robot designs where they're like super designed for like military stuff, but as they keep making more shows, these robots just get way more fucking anime. They just keep going.
Some of the old school games are like Titanfall. Yeah, those are some of the dope ones that you could get.
Those are definitely that falls in line with like the military shit, right?
Metal Gear Solid. Why haven't we mentioned one of the dopest? Oh, that's the first mech that I got introduced to. I'm not gonna lie.
I love them before then. Metal Gear came around. I'm like, oh. That's the first time I thought a mech was like legitimately like fucking iconic. That shit was hard.
That's how Black America's being built, guys, so far. Come on, I'll break it down why you see the red and the blue. It's there not because go. Of America. It's because of the Crips and the Bloods. Those are the only two black gangs that are dominant in the U.S. right now. It's either you're a Crip or a Blood.
You're making it a united mech.
A united mech. Wait till you see more of it. Ready, ready, ready.
They gotta
ready?
Work together.
Yeah, bro. Hey, dude, don't make fun of my mockery, dude.
I'm not. You're saying don't make fun of you making fun of. Okay.
I'm not making fun.
You said don't make fun of your mockery.
Don't make fun of my. I'm a little bit inebriated.
All right. So what else do you like about fucking mechs, dude? Mecha, whatever whatever. For this episode, we're going to call them fucking mechs because I'm just too lazy to add that extra syllable.
All right. So like I said, we went through some pros. The one pro that I like is I get a giant fucking lightsaber like Star Wars. That's the biggest.
I figured that's why you actually like Gundams. Like, I figured the beam saber is like
fucking lightsaber. Yeah. That's fucking so goddamn gang gang. It ain't even
that
funny.
Makes sense.
That fucking lightsaber just makes my fucking cock hard, dude. When he pops it too, it's like. I thought Josh would like that. Josh would like that little ad lib. You see him, he liked
pops,
it too.
So does Boo.
I mean, you don't understand. There's like three things that fucking ready. You ready for them? It's my wife, UFC, and that fucking lightsaber fucking popping. Lightsabers. They make my fucking card. All right, guys.
UFC.
All right. Oh, and one more. One fucking hella honorable mention is the fucking Cowboys playing every fucking Sunday. Fucking hard.
Close to the three, but not quite. Okay, so you don't give a shit about any of the guns or anything?
No, I don't give a fuck. I can get that. When they pop that lightsaber, my wife, UFC, and that. That's all I got to say.
Boo watches like 10-hour loops of like fucking lightsabers like erecting and is just like beating off to it.
Like beam swords from every single thing too. It's just like he's just like, I don't know, like it's a metal rod and a fucking laser comes out of it and stops. It doesn't keep going. That's my shit. That's what Boo said.
Cutting through goddamn ships. UFC, my wife in that.
How about, what about cons?
You go first.
I only really have one major one. A lot of the giant robot anime, dude, I'm tired of these whiny little kids getting in the fucking robots, like, and just working out their teen angst.
Oh, you're sticking all that spaz out shit that they like to pull in.
Yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Like, I can't do this. I can't handle this.
Can do this.
Life
Ava,
is just too rough
Gernlagen,
for me right now.
As badass as those are, like, oh my god, just want to slap those kids up the side of the head. Not that I can condone, you know, corporal punishment for children, but holy shit, they're cartoons. I think I'm allowed a little bit of just, hey, get your shit together. You got a giant robot, you got a pilot.
There's someone that's like, all right, guys, I can't even imagine a voice actor sitting there crying and acting emotional. Like, I can't do this.
Shenzhen!
It's just so hard for me.
And that's honestly my only real big complaint. For the most part, bunch of different shows, bunch of different games do a bunch of different things with like how cool that particular robot is. I'm pretty down with like exploring different cool mechs and like that. But fuck, man, I need me a badass pilot. Full Metal Panic, if you ever watch that, that shit's funny. Like, that's like, imagine, okay, if we're gonna deal with kids piloting mechs, if you like, imagine Solid Snake, dude, as like a 14-year-old. So, like, he's still just,
I can't,
you know,
do this. Same voice, you know, too. I can't do this.
Yeah, well, that's at the end when he can't fucking shoot a rocket at his fucking war buddy. But either way, imagine him, imagine like his gruffness, like his persona as a 14-year-old, but he has to fucking babysit this fucking teen girl. It's very fucking anime, but it's hilarious because he doesn't know how to fucking operate in society at all. So they're doing normal shit and he's treating everything like a fucking like mission. Like, that's, it's funny, right? But I like, generally speaking, like, while that was pretty hilarious and cool, I do want something more where the pilot's got his shit together, dude. I like that. I want the craziness and the chaos to be outside of the mech suit, if you will. That's what I would like.
Oh, shit. I'm f***ed.
What happened?
They jumped to B1, but B17 ain't got what it needs. Bro, I'm on B17 right now, bro. And that I don't believe it, bro.
I'm barely trying to put a fucking foot together right now, dude.
All right, dude. They say they talking loud, but I don't believe it. Oh, I'm stoned out. It's right there. I was about to cut that bitch. Ooh, I was about to cut that bitch. For real.
Oh, hey, we forgot the drawing.
What drawing?
Boo had me draw a black They Live alien wearing Speedos, smoking crack,
wielding an umbrella with only wireframes, not the actual umbrella part, in front of a YMCA. So, Josh, if you could pull that up.
You're kidding. You did that?
I did that.
Hey, nigga, that's pretty goddamn good. I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you, bro.
I was cracking up the entire time I'm drawing, and I'm like, this asshole really has me drawing a black bum in front of a YMCA, and he's an alien.
Dude, that's good. You need to ink that. That's great.
I think you mean color.
I mean with color.
Yeah. I wanted to go in. If I had some time, I was going to add actually the blue and the red on his face and then make the YMCA red and all that shit. You know, just go basic flat colors. But this is a possible shirt. Who knows? We'll see.
See, that's right now saying, what's up, cuz? What's up, blood?
What does he think about the fucking drawing?
Nigga, cuz the blood, that the tight, nigga. I f*** with that. I like that one. That's your best one so far, dude. Other than that stupid shit you did.
That's
last
my second
year.
One.
Yeah, bro. And you drew afro with long f***ing hair. All right, guys. We're gonna talk about the f***ing of f***ing this shit.
Yeah, we've been talking about the cons. I just gave mine, which was just the one. Like, you get them kids at the robots.
I have one big con.
All right.
And it's Gurren Lagann.
What's wrong with Gurren Lagann?
Nothing. It's great. It's a great f***ing show. Great f***ing show. So
same
phenomenal.
Studio that did Evangelion.
But you're asking me right now. Boo. Why are we going to do Gurren Lagann? Why do you hate on Gurren Lagann so much? All right, guys. I'll tell you the why. Let me put my little black down for this one.
He's going to go in. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go in, bro.
Mind you, real quick before he starts, he really did f***ing love this show. He was asking for suggestions. I had him watch Ava, and he really liked that. And I had to step it up for him after that one. And it's pretty hard to after Ava.
No, it's not hard after Ava. It's hard after Gurren Lagann. Correction.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you haven't seen Gurren Lagann and all you got was Ava, like most of the time, most people were like, how do you get crazier than... And then, you know, Gundam comes in and everything like that. But then he watches Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann, bro, let me just tell you like this. If you've seen all... Make sure you get this out the way before you watch any other mech TV show, because Gurren Lagann,
I see where he's gonna get,
will totally shit on anything else that you want to fucking watch. Now, what do you mean by that, Boo? What are you saying, Boo, by that? Transformers, for example, you're dealing with what? A bunch of motherfuckers, little robots doing their thing pretty much on the planet Earth. That's cute. Let's go Gundam. Like, you're going from fucking planet to fucking planet. You're fighting fucking aliens. All that. That's cute. Gurren Lagann brings that a whole nother step forward. It uses, let's just say, for example, it uses galaxies as blind spots while he's sniping other mechs.
Not till the end, though.
If you start off with a fucking mech the size of a goddamn forklift. And by the end of this, bitch, you're fighting in a mech the size of the Milky, bigger than the fucking universe.
You're grabbing galaxies like they're discus, and you're fucking just throwing them like they're ninja stars. Like it's
yeah, you're throwing galaxies like fucking ninja stars and hiding behind fucking galaxies.
The show starts underground and then goes to the cosmos. Like the whole show is about just continuous fucking momentum and just. Continuous, like the whole motto of the show is like, I'm gonna fucking pierce the heavens. And
dude, these motherfuckers, they don't pierce the heavens, they pierce as far as you can fucking goddamn go.
They,
bro.
They tear the heavens a new one, they give it a new asshole, and then just like,
so when you watch that shit and you watch it doing galaxies, and
then you go back to Gundam,
it ain't gonna hit you like that no more.
Not for a while. I think that show is responsible, to be quite honest with you, for like the slump for mecha anime for like the longest time after it came out.
I could see that totally fucking happening.
Once you get a good fix and you want that same one again, but they don't they don't cook it the same.
It's not like comic books or anything like that where it's like, oh no, it really f***ed up watching any mech movie for me.
Even Pacific Rim, going back to that, like, just barely does it.
Yeah.
After Gurren Lagann.
Yeah.
Because now you're wanting them to do impossible reality-defying these robots have drills on their hands that shift mass, like literally grow 10 times the size of itself without any real way of having to be able to grow that big in an instant. But it does it, and it's a giant robot that does it, and it fucking drills everyone a new asshole all the time. Every time. And once you see that, robots going around doing pew pews in space, kind of, it's not, just doesn't fucking hit.
Like, it's so depressing in a way, dude.
When something's too good, it's, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and it's depressing. You can say that.
It is a little bit. Like, not gonna lie, trying to find something that hype me up as like, I don't know, Josh, you were with me when we saw episode 8 at Anime Expo in a fucking gigantic hall full of nerds, and the hype in that room was insane. What was it like trying to watch mech anime after that for a while?
Been chasing the dragon ever since.
You know what I mean?
I've been looking for that kind of an experience for a really long time, and I haven't. There's nothing that's matched that.
There's nothing. Nothing, dude. Gurren Lagann was too good.
Nothing?
It was unbelievable, Boo. If you were there, like, holy shit, dude. It's the episode where, spoiler, Kamina dies. So,
that
fight was already hard, right? And then when he dies, it's like, so it was, the hype energy was insane, and then like the fucking grief in that room was like, oh,
oh yeah, when Kamina dies, I'm like, all right, we got we're in episode 9, spoiler, and the main fucking done.
It does make
the
you
main
like,
inspiration is done.
How am I gonna keep going? And you still keep going, and they managed to do that. Well, still, it's such a great show.
It was f***ing great, especially when they added the transgender.
That shit was so funny.
He was like, I'm rolling with him. I'm like, oh god. But I'm just saying, it kills you guys. I'm telling you right now, that's the only con I see.
Yeah, once you hit that, that's the
max, bro.
That's the peak of the mountain right
You're
there.
You're not going any farther.
Like, I'm going through my mech phase again right now. Like, I'm watching everything. Like, before I was able to start watching them again like this, I really had to reset my mind to like, okay, no, nothing's gonna be like that ever.
It's hard for me to play first person shooters if it ain't Call of Duty, really.
Yeah.
Fuck, I dropped a
Yeah, dude. I fucking hate that. It's the worst.
All right, we're getting live call from Roth. Yeah,
we're getting a live call from our correspondent for this section. Okay, nice. Hey, buddy, we can't see you. How are you?
What's up, my friends? How are you guys? Coming to you from Tokyo. What's up, everybody?
How are you?
Nice, nice.
I'm doing pretty good, man. One thing, I was listening to a little bit of your guys' conversation, and Boo was talking about Knights of Cydonia. That's the Netflix cartoon where they're flying through space.
Yeah.
Are you in a car or something, buddy? You sound a little rocky.
A little rocky, though? I'm kind of out here. It's just windy out here, man. Really, really windy.
All right, guys. As you know, that's that Roth. We're using that cellular one mobile. He ain't got no money to be getting a real decent phone. All right. Now we're going to talk about some legit going on.
We're getting
on
into how we would make our own mechs.
Our own mechs now. Tim, I'll let you go first.
You know, they have shows where like My Hero or Hunter x Hunter, where like, you know, everybody's a ninja or everybody's a hero or whatever, right? So if everybody got a mech, what would happen if you're just like on your way to 7-Eleven and Van Nuys and you run across the bum?
Huh?
And he just gets angry.
I know where he was going with that. I know where he's going with that. He's talking about that meth head on the corner that's screaming at everybody and shit. What if that motherfucker had a mech?
What the fuck? He had a mech. Yeah. What if everybody had a mech and he just started and you're getting into fights with bum mechs, right? What would a bum mech be like? The mech would have to enhance his own bumness, you know what I mean? Like there's gotta be perks. So
he screams louder.
He's probably got an odor enhancer so that like the shit pierces your mech. Or if the bum just smells bad enough, it'll come right out. You know, who knows? What do you think, Pooh? Would you fight a bum mech?
Bro, I'll tell you some of the mechs I have. I have homeless mechs, bro. Straight homeless mechs like you guys got.
I told you. That's like one of the first things. Like
crackhead mech. Crackhead meths. Like, and then you got the KK.
I knew that's what we were going to go with. I was like, what? It's a fat signal. What kind of mechs are we going to?
And then you got KKK mechs, where it's straight up white power, and it's like...
Oh, shit.
Even the screws are white.
Bro, you don't understand. You can't be around here, boy. Like, bro. And dude, and then I got something that'll really fuck your guys' head up. What if the music industry had motherfucking Gundams, like Death Row mechs?
Yeah, instead... Yeah, like, they're the new vehicles, right? So instead of, like, a Bugatti, it's a...
Yeah, it's Death Row mechs. Like, you got Tupac, Dre, and them walking around with fucking mechs. Fucking got Zordon.
They show up to the Met Gala and they're fucking...
Yeah, bro. And then you got the LGBTQ mechs where they pull out a rainbow lightsaber sword.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. It's on popping, dude. And then you got, dude, there's a bunch of them, bro. You got the Marlboro one where that over there flicking cigarettes at the fans while they're cheering for him. And
hey, the Marlboro one, just like the one in G Gundam, he'd have his own mech horse too.
He'd only be fighting the camel mech.
He'd have his own mech horse. Like he'd have the Gundam, right? And then the Gundam would have his own horse.
Like the Transformers, I wish you would have made them kind of pro black. Like the Brother Optimus and Brother B. More educational to black people, let them know, like, hey, you know, Optimus can be black in my world, mommy. Like,
is it the voice actor? Is it the voice actor for Optimus Black?
No, he's a big old Jewish man.
Quit
old
race thing. Swapping, Roth. Oh, my God. Motherfuckers race swapping voice actors now. God damn you, bro.
I gotta tell you though, dude. Like, I think right now my love for mechs is kind of at an all time high.
Now I put the white guys on my shit, you know,
at the bottom. He did do it on the bottom. You're all racist, right, bro?
Well, it happens, Roth, in this world we live in. Oh, I'm almost done. I'm about to show you the shield guys, and then I've completed mine.
Yeah, I didn't get to finish mine by the end, but so
yeah, I know you do that on purpose, dude. So we didn't need to see your fucking punk build.
You didn't have to see it anyway. Before we started actually recording,
I didn't want
to
see your hairy fucking knuckles for the last hour and a half.
Where have you seen then my hairy knuckles anyway? That's not even in the shot, you bag.
Who caught me bag? Not even a head. I'm a bag.
You're a bag.
It's better than being a cum rag.
Are you speaking from experience, sir?
And then I got the white shield.
No, come on, man. It's better than me if I come right. Who wants to be a come right?
What's with the hesitation, Roth?
That was hesitant. You didn't
he
call
took
him.
I'm just hours flabbergasted. To be like, no.
Then no,
I
really.
Don't know what you're talking
not really,
about.
You meanie. First of all,
I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all, shut up.
So the Black America Gundam is done. That is Black America.
Wow.
You get shots of.
Why is he shielding himself with the white shield?
Huh?
Okay, well, that's the show for today. Oh, hey. For the next time, what am I going to be drawing for you?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the fucking one that be disappointing me.
What are you talking? You literally said this last one was good. What do you?
I want color.
Roth liked it.
Are you ready for this one, Tim?
Hit me.
Draw a mech or a Gundam, any style you want. Prostituting.
You want a whorebot?
Whorebot.
Okay.
Prostitution.
I'm drawing a whorebot.
Can you make it have fishnets?
And fishnets. made out of wire. You can make some wire skirt, wire stocking fishnets for it.
Absolutely.
And then okay, I want you to put in the caption of it saying $5 a holler, $20 I'll make you scream.
Can somebody write that down?
Also with a drug addiction.
How does a giant mech have a drug addiction? That's a giant needle.
No. I don't need a heroin needle. I'll let you figure out the drug, but he needs to have a drug addiction, a drug addicted mech, bro.
I'm sensing a theme here, Boo.
A drug addicted meth. Not a mech, a drug addicted
mech. You have the alien smoking crack. You have this one just.
I had to Afro Samurai to black power smoking or blunt.
Smoking weed.
All right, so then make the mech huff.
Huff? What's that?
You don't know what huffing is?
Okay.
All this gasoline.
He's gonna huff hold up a sign. He's gonna grab a billboard, dude. Just like,
yeah. $5 holla, 20 make you scream. Oh, I forgot. Honorable mentions. I would love to see a porno Gundam out there shooting robots with fucking robot with dildos and all kind of vibes and all kind of shit. That's his weapon. Just like, you know how trash cans are, bro?
So his beam sword is on his pelvis? So instead of
No. His beam sword pops out and goes, and then when it's ready to fight, it goes boom. Like, dude. All right. And his needs a fluffer.
It's a fucking like flaccid beam flail.
His sword needs a robot to fluff him before he fights.
He's gotta have some of that mecha game time lotion before he gets in.
And its name is Gundam Jeremy.
Gundam Jeremy. It's a Gundam. It's a porno Gundam.
Yeah, Gundam Ron Jeremy. He's gonna have a fucking belly, and he's gonna have two fucking. He's gonna have metal shingles down the side of his head because you know how he has those fucking.
Can you kick the beat, Josh?
And then we're not gonna even talk about the fucking hood Gundams we could have selling weed and all that shit in the hood. You got one selling weed in kind of compartment right next to the left ankle. Push the red button and a little dime sack pops out.
In Circle K Gundam.
Well, that one's real. I had that one on my list, Circle K Gundam.